Hello and welcome to episode number 5 of the Eggers Gallery Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Eggers. Our show recognizes and celebrates visual artists who exhibit their art at the Eggers Gallery. For more information about the artists and the gallery, please visit eggersgallery.com. Or you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Today's interview is with visual artist Chaz Martin. Now let's take a peek inside the artist's studio.
I'm Chaz Martin. I'm a painter, sculptor from Portland, Oregon. I have painted landscape for a good portion of my career, and in the last several years have moved into sculpture, which extends some of the ideas and some of the things I think about while I'm painting landscapes.
And Chaz, we'd like to thank you for participating in the Forest Show here at the Eggers Gallery. And our first question for the podcast is, how is your personality reflected in your work?
I'm an instigator. I have a sense of humor that influences my work and my life. I just have a playful imagination, so I'm not bound to what is possible when I'm painting or when I'm sculpting. Paintings and sculptures both. I mean, I like to tease and taunt and undermine what people think when they look at a painting.
What influences your art, or where do your ideas come from?
The images I explore are inspired a lot by petroglyphs, primal images. I'm influenced by masks, books. Could be dreams. My imagination feeds on just about everything, all day, every day, all night. Sketches, novels, nonfiction, conversations. So everything I encounter is in play.
Could you describe a real-life situation that inspired a specific piece of artwork that you created?
I believe one of the paintings in the show is a messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, I do a lot of plein air painting. And I love to paint water. I love to paint rivers. I love to paint rocks. And inevitably, when you're painting in those situations, there's wildlife around you. Birds are frequent visitors. That painting specifically was an attempt to kind of just to share that experience.
What makes art good to you?
If it changes the way someone thinks or someone perceives what's around them, if it forces them to consider something they haven't considered before or see something familiar in a new light, I think art succeeds when it does that to someone.
How do you go about starting a new work?
I have stacks of sketchbooks everywhere. I mean, if I'm painting plein air, you know, whatever I see, I stop and paint. When I'm in the studio, I have sketchbooks that go back 30 years, and I'll frequently just grab any one off the shelf and start flipping through pages until I see something that triggers an idea, or it may trigger a thought that I had the day before, it may trigger an image that I've been thinking about but couldn't quite bring together. So frequently, it's fairly spontaneous. I like to explore a lot and keep a lot of sketches in the works all the time, but I do frequently go back to sketches or notebooks or journals from several years ago.
And how has your practice changed over time?
I'm currently working on a couple of ideas and some techniques that I explored nearly 30 years ago. What's changed is my ability to render or sculpt more accurately, to more accurately represent what I see in my mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
I believe my storytelling ability has matured over the years. My images have become more complex in some ways, a little more engaging maybe for visitors or for viewers. I want people to stop and think. You know, I want to plant questions in their brain that is not necessarily answered in the piece.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have gotten more into that over time.
Interesting. And what are your future goals as an artist?
I have an idea for, maybe it's a sculpture garden. It's kind of a 360-degree exhibit where you're surrounded by a series of images that are all connected. And within that circle, there are sculptures. So, you know, it's basically an immersive experience. I want to creep people out a little bit. I want mm-hmm. them to explore what it's like in my mind sometimes. And those images are combinations of things I've seen in my imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Sculptures that are bigger than life, characters that are looking down at you and maybe making you feel a little less sure of yourself or what you perceive.
And where do you go to find calls for artists or artist opportunities?
The two most universal, I guess, are Cafe and artshow.com. I also go to the Regional Arts and Culture Council website in Portland. Those are the primaries.
Where do you have the most success at selling your art? Is it on websites, at art fairs? Where do you have the most success?
I've done very few art fairs. Most of the work is sold either through my website or directly in my studio.
Could you take us on a virtual walk through your studio? What's your daily routine like?
When I enter the studio, I'm usually there afternoon through early evening, though I don't keep a regular routine. One ritual that has become part of my daily routine, I have a character I call Four-Stroke Man. It's four strokes with a brush. Never the same brush, never the same colors, rarely the same paper. But I will somewhat center my thoughts, pick up a fat brush one day, a skinny brush the next day, dip it in whatever pigment or pigments attract my attention, center myself with a few breaths, and then same four strokes every time. I probably have hundreds of those sitting in boxes around my studio, but that sets the tone for the day for me. Sometimes it's fairly controlled, sometimes it's very deliberate, sometimes it's very wet and sloppy. That just kind of sets the tone for the day. So I usually put that somewhere in my field of vision, and I can refer to it when I stop and think as I'm working on something. That helps me anchor my thoughts.
What sounds are going on in your studio? Are you listening to a radio or a talk show, or what would we hear in your studio?
Occasionally books, but more likely some jazz, more likely instrumental, jazz, blues. I like to mix it up. I don't like to get into any routine, really. I mean, other than the ritual I mentioned earlier. I try to break patterns more than make them.
Is your studio at your home, or do you have to travel to it?
It's conveniently about a block away. So when I'm there to work, and I can slip out. You know, if I need to spend just an hour on something, I can disappear from home for an hour, and my wife will never know I'm gone. it's very convenient, but it's separate. You know, so when I'm there, I'm there to work.
Mm-hmm. What's the best tip you could give another artist?
Don't back down when you're unsure, and never settle for the obvious solution. I think it's wise to acknowledge your achievements and appreciate what you've accomplished, but after you pat yourself on the back, acknowledge that, you know, there's another step you have to take, and you have to keep moving.
And where can you go to find out more about your work?
ChazMartin.com is my website, and on Facebook, I'm Chaz.Martin.31.
Excellent. Well, Chaz, we'd like to thank you for participating in the Forest Show here at EggersGallery.com, and I hope everyone runs out to your website and checks out all your great work.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to see the other participants' work.
The Eggers Gallery would like to thank all of the participating artists in the Forest Show. Those include Chaz Martin, CJ Elsick, Jamie Rodriguez, Julie Guerrero, Maya Cereda, Mark Lavitelli, Mauricio Pazviola, Nicole Ferran, and Robert Mullinex. For more information, please visit theeggersgallery.com. Thank you for joining us on our Peek Inside the Artist Studio.